Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. So with the 7th pick in the NBA draft, the Bulls selected Coby White. They finally got their Coby, as we talked about, and they got a 6'5 point guard.
Yep, and you heard John Paxson talking about the type of player that they got from North Carolina.
Yep. And he is he's a guy, again, who was the leading scorer in North Carolina high school history. And you heard Roy Williams during the season a couple different times say that he's the best scoring point guard that he's ever coached, ever. And the kid can score from anywhere. Now, you know, shooting numbers sometimes got a little crazy. I mean, he can score from any spot on the floor, which is really important. And he can get to any spot on the floor, which is really important.
With quickness. With downright speed.
Flat out. Fast.
With the basketball, he's lightning fast.
But he shot like 45%, and he shot
42.2% from the field.
35% from 3-point line?
Yeah, 35% from three, which is good.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. He had 83 three-pointers, scored 552 points, the fifth most by a freshman in North Carolina history, and he was the first Carolina freshman to score 30 or more three times in a season, 16 points per game. Not a natural point guard, probably a scoring guard that became a point guard, but he does fit in today's NBA landscape in terms of what they're looking for. The multiple ball handler offense that the Bulls employ under Jim Boylan seems to be a fit. Defensively, with Zach LaVine in the backcourt, you do worry about some of those things. I mean, it's not going to be ideal. I think you can learn to be a better defender. It wasn't what he was known for, but he's also a guy who scored 3,400 points in high school.
6'5".
Yeah. So he's athletic, he's physical. You don't think he's going to be overmatched that way. What I think the key things will be is his decision making. You never know how that's going to translate because of just the ball, controlling the ball, running an offense, and making those kind of decisions against, you know, NBA defenders. And is he going to be somebody that, you know, fits in well with the other with his teammates and how well that process goes?
He's got pretty good hair.
And yeah, he's got great hair. And you heard Pax talk about how young he is. You know, this is a young man. How old is Ja Morant? Is he a year older than him?
Ja Morant might be a year older than Coby White was born. He just turned 19 in February.
Yeah.
So that is a young man.
Yeah, Morant played 2 years at Murray State.
Right.
Coby just had the 1 year at Carolina.
And Coby, so I'm wondering if he had gone back to school and had another year there, where would he be drafted?
Well,
I mean, John Morant had a breakthrough year.
What kind of year would he have? You know, that's the thing.
I mean, you don't know, but I'm just saying, John Morant had an unbelievable year this year at Murray State, mm-hmm. and that led to him being the second pick in the draft, and clearly the highest ranked point guard on your board. Darius Garland played 5 games. And was the number 2 ranked.
Would he have gone higher than 7 next year? That's what you're suggesting?
I'm saying, would he go a lot higher than
depending
than
on what kind of year 7. He has.
And I'm saying same thing with Darius Garland. I mean, we don't know how good these guys are. There's, generally speaking, that's 1, 2, 3 point guard, and there's a significant drop-off. So the Bulls, if indeed they wanted to get a point guard, if that was the position, and Pax talked about it at the end of the year, if that's what they needed to do, they got lucky. They got value at a 7th pick, as unlucky as they got. They finished 4th in the league in terms of record, and they lost the lottery. They flat out lost the lottery.
They did.
The worst they could have had was 8th, and they wound up 7th.
They should have been 4th.
They should have been 4th.
Yeah, they should have been 4th.
They wound up 7th, and they got a guy that, you know, their best point guard when the bottom falls out of point guards then.
As deflated as you might have felt as a Bulls fan the morning after the draft lottery, that's how elated you should feel this morning.
Yeah.
Because this did fall into your lap, this pick. The other teams, for whatever reason, and the Hawks had their reasons for moving up to 4th
right.
and drafting DeAndre Hunter. And the Timberwolves had their reason for moving to 6th and getting Jarrett Culver. But those are two guys that you thought could possibly be there at 7 because you figured, based on a lot of the reports and speculation and rumor, that 3 of the top 6 picks were going to be point guards because that was the strongest position in this draft early on. And after the first 3 picks, then it was, you know, Ja Morant went 2nd. That was guaranteed. Yeah. But then when Darius Garland dropped to 5th, they thought, okay, well, what's going to happen next? The fact that Coby White was there, you have to feel good about it.
You have to feel good about it because it was the position you wanted. And as you say, you thought three were going in the first six picks and you're picking seventh. So there are really good players. You know, DeAndre Hunter is probably as NBA ready a player as you're going to find because he's a defensive player. He can score and everything. But
isn't he older too? Is he a little?
Might be a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you look at a guy like that, and you were trying to sell it in your mind. Well, if he comes to the Bulls, or if Jared Culver, if they get him, that's going to be fine. He can do a lot of things. You weren't sitting there saying, well, they're not going to get. They're going to get the position. You felt they weren't going to get that position, and they got a guy. So it's good for them. And again, we talked to Casey Johnson earlier, and I agree with this. I don't think it changes their priority in free agency. And I do believe that they feel they've got something in their hip pocket, and they feel like they've got something lined up in free agency.
They're being very quiet, very, very careful. Maybe it's Patrick Beverley. Yeah. Maybe it's Malcolm Brogdon. You don't know. There was a report out there that the Bulls were considering a $80 million 4-year, you know, contract offer sheet to Malcolm Brogdon, who's I think a restricted free agent.
All the reports about them are wrong, though. Have you noticed that? A lot of the stuff that's out there about them nationally.
The fact that Zach LaVine was being floated as a possible rumor, that was wrong. You know,
apparently they didn't even. I mean, maybe someone called and asked about him, but they weren't floating his name out.
I wouldn't either. You know what you have there. You know how, and Casey Johnson made a great point. As bad at times as the Bulls' offense was last year, imagine where it would have been if you didn't have a guy in Zach LaVine who pretty much can score at will in bunches if he gets hot.
And I'm not denying that. And I think he's a good player, and I think I'm with you to a certain extent. But if you, there's nobody untouchable. I mean, he's not like, you know.
Well, I'm not saying he's untouchable, but.
I'm just saying. I'd be careful about absolutely flat out not trading Zach LaVine.
I'd be very. You'd have to win the trade going away. I mean, the rumor was Zach LaVine in the 7 to move up to 4 to get Lonzo Ball in return, and then
I told you that rumor was started by.
Yeah, that wasn't
by Rose
that,
just to get back at.
That wasn't a good rumor.
When you report fake news, you are the enemy of the people.
Okay, well now the challenge becomes Jim Boylan.
Jalen Rose is the enemy of the people.
No, he's not.
Kind
of. Jim Boylan now has a challenge of making sure that you have the lightning quick point guard and you have offensive talent and you don't slow it down. John Paxson was asked a good question last night by Cody Westerlund about how last year the pace of the offense, I think the Bulls were 20th or 21st in terms of, you know, pace. You can measure these things now. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I read the book.
Okay. And the answer was good. I think he said that Jim wants to run more. If your defense is better, you will run more, and their defense expects to be better, and they expect to be healthier. They expect a lot of things. But being able to actually execute and accomplish those things, that's the challenge. And I think with Coby White, it gives you better opportunity now to be a fast-paced team because this guy can fly.
We're fired up.
And we have a Peoria Matt checking in saying Garpak's the only untouchables. That's beautiful. And we have another texter saying effectively that you got to use a poison pill contract if you want Brogdon. That's the idea because they want him back, but they also have to deal with Giannis. They're going to have to give him every dime they can find. And are they willing to give kind of a max contract to Brogdon, it's going to be interesting.
Well, I think
he's a restricted
you
free
would
agent.
Structure in a way that would make it difficult for the Bucks to match a team that doesn't want to, you know, enter creep into the luxury tax territory. But I do think it's more about what you need rather than trying to damage the Bucks because you're not close. I mean, you're not comparable to the Bucks yet. You're not in that realm. You obviously that would be a nice byproduct if you were able to weaken them in some way, but you're not going after Malcolm Brogdon just to weaken the Bucks. You're going after Malcolm Brogdon because he makes you better and more complete, and he's really good.
How far do you buy into this idea of versatility and the idea that that you've got a guy now that can play shooting guard or can play point guard and gives you the kind of versatility that everybody in the league is looking for.
It's smart. It's reflective of what's going on. You look around the league and you have, you know, right now you have the Bulls can put five guys on the floor that are pretty versatile. If they put on, you know, if your backcourt is Coby White and LaVine and you have Otto Porter Jr. with Markkanen and Wendell Carter, that's a pretty versatile athletic group. You don't have anybody on there that feels like a plotter, do you think?
I like their group. I like the fact that you got outside shooting with Otto Porter Jr. and Lauri Markkanen. I like the idea that you got explosive backcourt now. I think there's a lot of possibility, but I think they still have to make a big move in free agency. And if they can get it all done, I think you're going to feel really good about the team they roll out, provided, again, they all turn out.
I don't think they're in a position where some people have pie-in-the-sky ideas about the Bulls clearing out max space. They're not going to get that max contract guy. And do they still need a superstar? Yeah, they just still need somebody to emerge as a superstar. That's how you win championships in the NBA. I don't know if that person's on this roster, and certainly I don't think it's Coby White.
Could they just have drafted him? I mean,
I don't think so.
You've talked a lot today about Alzolay and how you thought who you compared him to. Would you, if Roy Williams has said that this is the best point guard, scoring point guard he's ever coached, would you go so far as to say, greatest guard ever out of North Carolina?
No, I don't think I'd go that far.
You wouldn't? Are you sure?
And I wasn't exaggerating that much about Alzolay. I was repeating what people had said.
Okay, so.
And if you want to go the whole Jordan route, you know, he did break Jordan's freshman scoring record, and he was born, I think, a day before Michael Jordan. His birthday is close in February.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
you're making that.
No, I'm not.
You're not making that comparison, but.
No, but I did.
If I were to.
But I did ask KC about. Well, there's somebody from North Carolina and a kid from Arkansas, and together they conspired to bring the Bulls hope for a championship. I like the narrative, but it's a little carried away.
I don't mind you get carried away. It's fun on the day after a draft. And you want to sit here and talk about this kid comparing to Mike because of the birthdays and because of the position and the fact that they are Carolina guys. But how do you get a 6'11 center out of Scottie Pippen? That's the one that just confuses me a little bit.
Only because of the Arkansas connection. Okay. Would you rather me make a Bobby Portis reference?
No.
Okay, because he was the last guy from Arkansas they drafted.
Wow.
He worked out okay. You know, he brought you Otto Porter Jr.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Scottie Pippen was traded for Olden Polonese, who was a 6'11 center. Am I correct?
There you go.
The Bulls drafted Olden Polonese. They had a draft in place, but Polonese was the guy they took. So they made the trade for Scotty, but they hated the idea that they didn't take Scotty because that was their guy.
I could see a little Olden Polonese and Daniel Gafford, right?
I mean, again, he didn't work out. It was the guy that was traded. Right. You know, so who are they trading for? Just get to that
it's
part.
It's a second-round pick. I'm just glad they used it on a player, all right?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You're right. You're glad they didn't sell that pick. Yeah. And that is a lot of people.
There was a lot of that going on too.
I'm just glad. When we get off the air and I have time, I'm going to study the draft tracker just to find out where everyone went. That was the most confusing draft ever because there were 15 players taken and shipped and gone somewhere else, and you know all these drafts, all these trades can't really be finalized until. You get to the free agency period.
Can they stop with the hats too? Then because of that, because
I wouldn't
they're giving that. These guys I hats know. Of teams they're never going to play for, and everybody knows it, but nobody wants to admit it. It's just silly.
You're trying to sell some product here, David. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but how can you get guys to buy hats? And that's a great shot to have. You know, have Scotty in the
Seattle SuperSonics
Seattle hat.
Yeah. But everybody
look what happened to them after they made that move with
wrecked the franchise. They had to move it.
It took a little while, but it eventually happened.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to our transition, but let's get to John first. John has waited patiently, and he has a thought here on the Bulls draft.
Good morning, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I called the other morning. I was elated when I saw that he dropped down to us, and I said that. Let's compare him to Iverson. This guy will be the sleeper. And I think when he gets a little stronger in maybe a year where his body builds up, but to be 6'5 and run that fast as he runs, and if he can build that muscle tone up, he's going to be something that he's going to be hard to deal with.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Did he compare him to Iverson? Let's get to John. John is listening online, radio.com sports. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Here's my assess of this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at 7. Kobe White is the sleeper of the draft, whether anybody believe it or not. He will be, and I promise you, the next Ivan Iverson. Watch what I tell you.
He called it.
Ivan.
He called it.
All right, we'll bring in Danny Connor next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Bulls have made their first-round pick in the 2019 NBA Draft.
With the 7th pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Kobe White from the University of North Carolina.
Keep it here as all of our shows and team of Bulls experts weigh in on this important pick for the future. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of Bulls basketball. A radio.com sports station.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At The Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. And the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com today. Offer ends 7-8-19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Pat Hughes here for my friends at Grand Appliance. Grand is the local appliance expert, where you'll find the best selection at the lowest prices. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of 5 amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's, what do you say, nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep, got a sausage McMuffin with egg from McDonald's. Melty cheese and a buttery English muffin. You?
Cereal. Just dry cereal.
You know, that kind of looks like what we feed the parakeet.
Yeah, it's probably why he's giving me the stink eye.
Good thing I got a McMuffin for you, too.
There's a better way to breakfast.
Now get a large, hot, premium roast McCafe coffee and sausage McMuffin for $2.69. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for just $11.99. That's a pretty unbelievable deal for a pretty unbelievable oil. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for only $11.99 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 6 per customer. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hi, I'm Misty May Trainer. As a 3-time gold medalist beach volleyball world champion, I had access to the world's best trainers and doctors. But now I'm retired, a busy mom of 3, coach volleyball, and I want my legs to look as good as possible. So when I noticed the veins on my legs, I wanted the same world-class treatment I was used to.
So Misty May joined the over 1 million women and men who went to Vein Clinics of America. For over 35 years, the doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been the leading experts in the non-invasive treatment of vein disease. If you're experiencing tired, painful, tender legs, or have lost your confidence due to those embarrassing varicose and spider veins, you can get world-class treatment for your legs in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing. I got my legs back, and I'm ready to hit the beach again feeling confident.